You look gorgeous with that waterfall as your backdrop. Sorry. I couldn't help but look. I finished my swim and... well, I thought it would be a shame not to see the sights. Yes, that's right. I mean you. You're very much a part of these sights, are you not? Well, I think you are. And I think you make a gorgeous addition to them. Still bashful, huh? The idea of being just here to enjoy life, enjoy yourself. Is it still too foreign to you? I bring you along because I find you charming. The fact that you're gorgeous to look at. Well, I won't lie to you and say that it's a downside. Have you ever, well, touched yourself outdoors? No. What a shame. Just imagine looking at this view. Spread legs, hand giving yourself pleasure. Or perhaps you're bouncing on me. Doesn't sound so bad, does it? Still bashful, huh? Well, remember our rule, don't you? If I say something, it goes. Do you think I could convince you to look out over this beautiful landscape that's just ours for the evening and pleasure yourself? Everyone else has started to get ready to go back to the plane. I told them I'd come find you. Alright, I fibbed about the scenery, although I do think I took in a good sight, don't you? Oh, nonsense. We don't need to head back. You must be starting to understand that when I say I'm going to check on something, they don't expect it to be instantaneous. Nor do they expect you to come back looking anything more than absolutely blissed out. And I would hate to break the expectations of everyone on the team, wouldn't you? Well, I'd like to learn more about you. I would like very much to know what makes you tick, how you come. Here, join me on this rock. There we go. See, it's not so bad, right? Gorgeous view over the cliffs. Just you and I. We're alone. Never felt that way. Completely out here, in the open. But alone. We are. No one would ever find us. We could fuck here for days, and nobody would know. My people would keep them busy, and you and I could just go at it. Well, what am I waiting for? It'd be rude of me to not practice what I preach, no? Do you mind if I... take this out for a moment and just... show you what I like? It's only fair, isn't it? I know, spit, so outdated, but... you see, when you're fucking on a cliff next to a waterfall... not a lot of choices, are there? I didn't think to bring lube. Surrounded by such gorgeous women, it just didn't really cross my mind. I love the view. More importantly, I love being able to glance over at you and see you catching glances at my cock. You're not very subtle, darling. Go on, touch yourself. I can't be the only one leading the show, can I? It feels nice. There you go. Just use your hands just the way you like. There we go. Explore for me. Oh, God. You look amazing. You know, something wonderful about just being out in nature, letting the sun hit your body, isn't it? Laying here nude here with you makes me feel alive. I know so many other people who come into money who just blow it on fancy dinners and private jets. Simply work every day. They stay inside. What idiots. I would much rather spend my days with people like you. Traveling the world and experiencing so much. Besides, how do I know if an orgasm feels better on a plane or with a beautiful woman or on the side of a mountain or waterfall or staring out over the French Riviera? If I don't find out for myself, how would I ever know? You know, so really, I'm just experiencing life in my own way. And something I'd love to experience is watching you come right here with me. Atta girl. Do you enjoy watching me like that? Ugh, if only I could show you all the ways I like to touch myself, but this is about us, not just me, and well, I have to admit I'm distracted by you. Those little motions you're making. The moans escaping your lips for me and my ears only. Perhaps it's greedy. Maybe the money's ruined me, but I used to just think all of free love, all of sharing even. When I first came into it, I had my fair share of fantastic group sex, but nowadays, I want this small group of people who are wonderful to be around and beautiful when they orgasm. Ah, darling, you fit the bill perfectly. Good Lord, look at you. I could watch all day. Now, if someone were to be making those exact same motions, but perhaps they were using their tongue, would that help get you off? I hope it would. Because you know that what I say goes. And one of the ways I come hardest is with a gorgeous pussy on my face. Come, come. Mount me. The eyes over my fucking ears. And I want you to watch me play with myself while you sit on me. Come now. Oh, yes, that's better. Now, just like I said, lower that pussy onto my lips. And let me show you just how hard I fucking come. Now make sure you come too. How many gorgeous women get their pussy eat on the side of a mountain, Now, plant that down for me. Uh-oh, baby. Don't touch. Don't touch. It's okay. Mm-hmm.
No, no, sit, sit, sit.
See, no time at all. That's what having a gorgeous woman sit on my face does to me. When you took this deal, you didn't think that being a sex toy would involve sitting on my face, did you? Oh, God. Now, now. Keep touching yourself. Come on. Atta girl. See? Now. Spread your legs for me. What? I like the view. I see a gorgeous woman with her legs spread sitting in front of a waterfall. Gives me ideas. Things that I want to see. But we can get to that, can't we? No, no. Touch yourself for me. Your gorgeous pussy just got me off. Just by being on top of me. No sex. No sucking. No kissing. No touching. Just the act of dropping your gorgeous ass on my face was enough to make me come. Ugh, you look so good when I'm right underneath you. You look good from every angle, don't you? That's right. When we're all said and done and you finally say goodbye, I expect to know every inch of your body. To have loved and been loved every way you know how. To watch you come under the sunset in Italy. And right fucking now. Keep touching yourself for me. Come on now, pretty lady. Atta girl. Ugh. I can't wait to watch you turn into the absolute goddess that you are. To watch that O pass across your lips. And no closing your legs when you come. Keep them spread for me, I want to see. I want to experience it with you. Atta girl. Oh God, you look incredible. Oh fuck. I wish I could spend every day under that ass. Enjoying every moment and every inch as you fucking crush me. You're so fucking hot. Come on now. Come on, touch yourself. It's just you and I out here in the wild. Sunset behind me, waterfall behind you. Come on, it doesn't get better than this, does it? Everyone you know working some boring job, and here you are pleasuring yourself for a man you just made come by fucking sitting on his face. You're a living, breathing, paid sex goddess. And they're still working for a paycheck. When we're done here, after your glow has settled in, and the water washes over your body, you get to get back, head into town, eat wonderful food, enjoy the sunset together, and then fuck all night long. It's exactly what you deserve, where you belong. Come on now. Oh, pleasure yourself with me. That's right. I'm getting hard again just watching you. Although maybe I should save this for later, don't you think? Oh, God, I'll never get tired of this. They say money corrupts, but I think I would have loved this always. Watching a gorgeous woman pleasure herself. Watching a gorgeous woman completely and utterly lose yourself. Fuck. You're so gorgeous. I know I say it a lot, but I can't help it. Oh, God. But I am getting hungry. Which means it's time to come. Now. I'm gonna give you until time. And if you don't, I'm gonna make sure that Clara teases you every moment of this dinner tonight. She'll be in charge of the toy on your pussy. So you better make sure you come. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come, darling. Ugh, atta girl. Nestle yourself in my neck, it's okay. Oh, darling. Now, now. Do you think you can swim? Come with me. It's time to have wonderful food and then fuck like rabbits.